It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Monday, April 7th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Roads remain closed in the vicinity of a Sunday night fire southeast of Charles City. Close to 70 firefighters from Charles City and seven other area departments battled the blaze at Hawkeye Mold and Design, with the initial call coming in just after 8:30 Sunday night. CCFD personnel arrived to find a large commercial structure with heavy smoke and fire, and firefighters immediately began an external fire attack. Fire departments from Floyd, Caldwell, Rudd, Rockford, Marble Rock, Nora Springs, and Nashua also responded to the scene, along with mutual aid from various public safety agencies. At about 11:30 p.m., officials deemed conditions unsafe to several stored materials within the structure, requiring the evacuation of all personnel from the immediate scene to a safe location. At the same time, residents within a half mile of the fire in the downwind direction were told to evacuate by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. At about 2 a.m. this morning, roads were closed all around the scene, including Old Highway Road, where the fire occurred, and the Avenue of the Saints. From Nashua to the Charles City South Grand Avenue exit, that's exit 218, motorists should follow the detour utilizing Floyd County Highways T-64 and B-60. Initial reports from the DOT in Mason City indicated the highway could be closed up to 2 days, but Floyd County Emergency Management Agency Director Jason Webster says they appear close to reopening roads.
We've had Mason City Hazmat over here, and they've given us pretty much a green light. So we're working through that process right now of getting things back opened up.
Roads have not been reopened to this point, and until they are, officials warn, quote, do not attempt to go around any barricades and stay away from the area to allow personnel to continue working safely, end quote. Also assisting with the Sarogordo County Emergency Management Agency, Charles City Police Department, Floyd County Communications Center, Floyd County Search and Rescue, Iowa State Patrol, Cedar Falls State Radio Communications, North Central Regional Emergency Response Commission, C.H. Wilson Transport, the National Weather Service of La Crosse, Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, FEMA, and MidAmerican Energy. Late this morning, the Charles City Fire Department was at the scene of a reported house fire on South Jackson Street. KCHA's Chris Berg at the scene reports he did not see any smoke or flames coming from the building. We'll bring you more details as they become available. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils will hold public hearings tonight on each city's respective proposed max tax levy rates for the 2025-26 fiscal year. The Charles City public hearing begins at 6 p.m. in the Zastrow Room of the Charles City Public Library. City Administrator Steve Deer says there will be a decrease in the consolidated general fund levy tax rate.
The new levy rate the state kind of created, so we're kind of in the middle of a ratcheting down period. So we are down to $8.30. Last year was $8.39, so that keeps lowering down until we ultimately get to $8.10 here in a few years.
The New Hampton City Council FY25-26 max tax levy rate public hearing is slated to start at 7 o'clock tonight at City Hall. Mayor Steve Gertz says property owners will see an increase in rates in light of rising operating costs.
Things are going to be starting to increase for the sewage treatment plant, so that, you know, we're kind of keep things in check so that it isn't quite as much of a sticker shock, but things are going to definitely have to go up to start paying for that sewage treatment plant DNR is making us do.
In both cities, as currently proposed, the amount taxes property owners might pay could increase by about 12% for residential and over 13% for commercial due to increased assessed taxable valuations, though several officials have noted that a misleading formula has been used by the state to calculate possible taxes, with most municipalities anticipating lower than published rates. Those rates can be lowered but cannot be increased. Both city councils will follow their max tax public hearings with regular council meetings. In November 2023, Floyd County supervisors issued a moratorium on new applications or permits for the development of wind farms while the county worked to revise the ordinance regulating their construction. That ordinance is still not finalized, and last month, supervisors extended the moratorium for a fifth time, moving it to June 30, 2025. The ordinance is being held up as a wind energy workshop negotiates a compromise to previous amendments, including one that would limit the number of wind turbines in the county to 70 total, including the 50 turbines already operated by MidAmerican Energy. If approved, it would make it almost impossible to build any new wind turbines in the county. During last Monday's board meeting, farmer Doug Lindemann encouraged supervisors to consider the economic impacts of wind farms for individual farmers and for the county.
$30,000 it would generate in property tax, the $20,000 of farm rent in each of those cases. By keeping that 100 wind towers out of Floyd County, by restricting them, we might be losing $3 million of tax revenue for the school and the county each year. And we need to keep weighing that.
Lindeman also advised supervisors that a farmer should get to decide how they use the land they own.
Keep in mind, you didn't have any farmers on that board. People who are actually getting in a tractor, planting a crop, were not represented there. One of the big factors with regard to windmills is farmers want to have agrivoltaics. They're producing power like they produce soybeans, produce beef, voltage. And it's a farm issue. If I decide to build one, I want to build three of them. My neighbors want to build three. That's a farming issue. And it's beyond the scope of zoning in this state. It should be left up to the state, not to the county.
Supervisor Boyd Campbell is part of the Wind Energy Workshop Committee. He says he's hopeful that recommendations by the lead mediator on the county's wind ordinance will be coming soon. That would open the door for a possible third reading of the ordinance to make any changes official. A Charles City man has been arrested for failing to appear in court for three OWI charges against him in 9 months. The Charles City Police Department took 22-year-old Emiliano Avaruz into custody just before midnight Thursday night in the 2100 block of Clark Street. He was wanted on warrants issued after he failed to appear for arraignment on three OWI arrests since last summer. Court records show Avaruz was arrested July 10, 2024 by the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office after he allegedly put his vehicle in the ditch along 220th Street between Ionia and Charles City. In that incident, southwest of Bassett, his blood alcohol content measured 0.141%, almost twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. On January 11th, New Hampton police arrested Avaruz for OWI following a traffic stop with a BAC of 0.181%. He allegedly admitted he had been drinking at a party 4 hours earlier. He was also charged with driving with a license that was still suspended from his arrest last summer. On March 22nd, CCSO arrested Avaruz for another OWI on 190th Street, northeast of Bassett, after he again put his vehicle in the ditch and his BAC would measure 0.114%. He was also charged again with driving with a suspended license, plus allegedly providing false ID to law enforcement. Avaruz was scheduled for arraignment on the third OWI on March 27th, but failed to appear in Chickasaw County District Court. He was slated for arraignment on March 4th on the first two OWIs, but again failed to show. Warrants were then issued for his arrest. Avaruz is being held in the Floyd County Jail in Charles City on $10,000 cash-only bond. His next scheduled court appearance is Tuesday in Chickasaw County. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.